I think that we all bring something new and we all can help the team win. So if that's what the coaches feel is necessary to help the team win, then I can see it, definitely see it happening.
Mentally, can you talk about the difference between preparing being a starter or preparing to be a
backup? I feel like as long as I've been playing football, I always prepared like I was a starter, you know what I mean? Even when I wasn't, so we wouldn't really know. But even if I was in a situation where I wasn't starting, I'll still be paying attention just like I was a starter, and I'll be practicing just as hard as I was. So it's pretty much the same for me.
Mike, do you believe you did enough to win the job personally?
I'm not sure, man. I think that both Tatum and Cedric just have experience, you know what I mean? And I think they both did really good jobs when they're in there. So I still feel I got some areas I need to prove in, so I'm going to have to say no.
Is the improving areas, is that the blocking schemes and knowing when and how to block and all that?
Just blocking, just knowing when to run, you know what I mean? Just running, the running schemes and just experience and just a lot of people don't realize that just being in a game can really affect you mentally. So just having that experience can really help you. So I think the more I play, the more mentally and more the game will slow down for me.
Like, how different is this for you? I'm sure throughout high school and then during college you were a four-year starter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to not know if you're days away from the game.
Unusual, but it's out of my control, and I've always been a firm believer of that. Don't worry about things you have no control over, and the only thing I can control is just going out there and practicing hard and knowing what I'm doing, and that's pretty much what I'm worrying about, because if I continue to worry about who's going to be the starter and this and that, it's easily to get distracted, and I don't want to get distracted. There's a lot of things on my plate, so I just want to worry about practicing and knowing the scheme, so if I am the starter, I can help the team win.
Has it hit you yet? I mean, you know, with all the stuff in preseason, it's been a whirlwind, but we're here in a regular season game, the NFL, your rookie debut.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely excited. Even if it's on, if I play on special teams or if I get a little reps at running back, I'm definitely just going to be happy to be out there. And whatever happens, I'll wait my turn if I have to, or if I go out there and I am in the starting, then I'm just going to go out there and do my best and try to help the team win.
Mike said he might wait until right before the game to let you guys know or which one of you guys mm-hmm. started. Have you gone through that scenario in your mind, what you'll think if he says you're starting?
No, I really haven't. I'm really, really trying not to focus on it. You know what I mean? I'm really, really just trying to focus on understanding it because it's different from preseason. Everything's way more fast-paced. So I'm just trying to learn what I'm supposed to be doing just in case I am in that scenario. So I'm not really too concerned about who's going to be starting because whoever starts is going to help the team win. And if I'm playing on special teams, I have a good opportunity to help there.
Mike, when he says it's all about practice this week, mm-hmm.
No, because I've always practiced hard, and I always practice hard. It's just that I'm going to have to know what I'm doing this time, and I think that a lot of people are helping me out. Tatum's been really helpful, and the offensive line's been helpful. Jake's been helpful. So it's just in terms of understanding what I'm doing and catching up with the speed of the game.